from Press Communications, LLC. This is Jersey Shore Matters.
If you've never seen a floor signing, it really is something special. Hi, and welcome to Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves, and with me today is Kelly Stillwagon. She is with St. Jude. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad you're here. And also, I have Matt and Chris Amato, who are the builders who have done something really, really special. So please, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, both of you.
Thank you.
And we have a fabulous St. Jude house to talk about. I have never seen anything like this, and I understand this is the only one in the entire Northeast. Is that correct?
From the north of Maryland and east of Ohio, this is the first St. Jude Dream Home showplace.
And how did it come to be?
Well, that's a long story. It starts with the inspiration that our mother left with our family when we lost her 4 years ago to cancer. As the charitable arm of our entire family, we wanted to make sure we honored her life and her work. And Chris, my brother who runs CMM Construction, was introduced to the concept of a dream home and can speak a little bit more about that, I think.
Yeah, so I actually got familiar with St. Jude Dream Home Program through the National Association of Home Builders. They have a program called Builder 20, and a number of the builders that I'm involved with in my little group of 20 builders have built endless homes. Nice Homes in Kansas has done a number of homes. They have a different program there. And in New Jersey, it's not possible to do that. And that's what I was always told as I came up through that program. But I have a client that was very involved in the Pennsylvania board of St. Jude. And she said, I think St. Jude might have something that would be interesting. And she made an introduction to Aaron and Ross at St. Jude, and that started this journey. Now, that was 4 years ago? Yeah, 3 years ago?
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. It was shortly after we lost my mom, and the connection really came together at that time.
Chris and Matt, the company was started by your mother and father back in the early 80s. Right? Yep. So this is what you grew up with. What was it like?
So my mom and dad started a couple of different companies. Shire Realty was originally started in the late 70s. It's a residential real estate brokerage. It's a boutique brokerage that I now run. And CMM Construction, which stands for Chris, Mike, Matt, including our middle brother, was started in 1983 by our parents. They had both industries kind of covered, and a background to knowledge to really do well in both, and a partnership that worked for both. You know, my mom was the organizational powerhouse behind the companies, and my dad had a drive to work hard and learn and build companies and houses that really is unmatched. We're always still amazed at it to this day.
Our grandfather was a pipe fitter in Jersey City, and so my father grew up in that environment and so was always fascinated by the putting together of all these things. And so when they moved down here to the Jersey Shore, my dad says this in the most concise way, is I just didn't know what I was going to do. I decided I was going to sell something, and real estate seemed to be the best thing I could think of to sell. And so started selling real estate in the late 70s. In the early 80s, they started to purchase some properties on their own, and he would get in there and start doing the renovations himself, with my mom making sure that the dollars made sense and doing the kind of organization, as Matt said. And that started to really formalize in 1983 when they organized CMM Construction and they started their first house.
And I was born then, so they had the full name. So that's how it came together fully at that point. So.
Well, Kelly's with St. Jude. And tell me how the three of you came together, because it took you years to figure out how to get the opportunity to
identify and procure the property. With the conditions in the market have been so competitive for so long in our area that identifying and being able to purchase and put together this project in this marketplace has been a challenge. And it took patience, and it took the generosity of my dad to put the money forward for the purchase of the land, and the generosity of CMM, obviously, to build the house. as well as all the others, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But it took time.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that made this dream home come true. So what was it like, Kelly, when you met them for the first time?
It was incredible. I think from the beginning, we had a good connection and could see it was possible. Obviously, before the home gets built, it's a crazy experience. I'm not familiar with the construction, so definitely learned a lot, I think. I can't believe it was back in April. We had a groundbreaking, much like you would for any other home, with the St. Jude twist, and was just in the dirt and the rain, all that stuff. So it's crazy to think that we're standing in a house, and I couldn't be more thankful for all of the Amatos. They have been an absolute pleasure to work with, and they put their heart into every single thing that they do. So haven't had to ask them to get anyone from the community involved. They always just put front and make sure they bring everyone together.
So what does this mean to St. Jude? And what will this mean to the community here?
This is going to make an incredible impact at St. Jude. So the biggest mission at St. Jude is to make sure that no patient or family pays for any food, treatment, travel, housing, when they're with St. Jude. So the money from the sale of this house, the net proceeds, will go straight to St. Jude to help for all the research and treatment that they would need. The Dream Home campaign has been around since 1991, and Louisiana was the first house that was built. The Showplace campaign didn't become a part of our repertoire until 2022. And that is because in this area, you can't do a raffle or a giveaway. So they just created a program to spin it to make sure that we can do it around here.
Yeah. So typically the original idea behind the Dream Home concept was that a builder would build a house and they would sell raffle tickets for $100 or something a piece. And you'd have an opportunity to win a home. And it works in the states that that's allowed. It does not work for New Jersey. It's not. That was the restriction that never allowed that program to launch in New Jersey, and then they came up with Showplace. So this is a Dream Home Showplace where we bring it to the open market just like we would any other. We sell this home on the market. So I'm going to be listing this home next month. I'm really excited to do so. It's obviously a beautiful home to offer to the public. The buyer of the home is the same as any other buyer of any other home in New Jersey, and we'll get to enjoy this home just like any other, with the added benefit of having a special knowledge that this home meant that much more, because it was built on a foundation of love and hope.
And the way we're able to contribute to St. Jude is by the contributions of not only what we can do, but we're depending on everyone you saw down in the room downstairs. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say there were so many people for the floor signing with such joy in their hearts to see this come together. How many did we have?
There had to be over 130. It was a lot of people.
And we have help by relationships that St. Jude has through national sponsors that contribute things. But that's only a few things. Really, everyone you saw down there are local suppliers, local contractors. All county exteriors helped out quite a bit. We'll do that shameless plug as my wife runs all county exteriors. But it really is, it comes together with so many different people contributing. And I can't tell you the number of trades that have approached me during this and just said, I've never had an opportunity to do something like this, and it's really special. Thank you for letting me be a part of it. And I'm just like, I can't, like, you are donating all of this time and effort. And it is, it's tremendous.
It's a huge thing to ask for these guys, because a lot of the folks downstairs are smaller companies. These are not large corporations. They're three people companies, and they've taken weeks of their year and their money making time to be able to donate their and contribute their efforts and their skills.
And that is really that kind of love pouring that into it. And I couldn't believe, like, some of the people that we have that participated in this were, I was like, whatever you can give, if you want to deduct a little bit out of what you would normally charge, and they came in and gave the whole part of it.
Yeah.
And that was really special to have them all in the same house, all to sign the floor here today and kind of be a part of it is really what makes the floor signing so special.
We're standing on the second floor of the home. Tell me about the design of the house.
Our architect here was Tom Peterson. He's a very special relationship for us because him and his sons have been a part of what we do at CMM for years and years. We've been building since 1983 on the Jersey Shore, and we have seen what people want in different homes all the time. What we were given here was the ability to do even more than we would normally
How
be
so?
Able to do. Because we have such contributions from companies like Brizo, Shaw Flooring, the type of flooring here is going to be a wide paint flooring. And we would not normally do that in a spec home, and it's something we were putting up for sale. But because we have such partnerships that are really just willing to throw the best and the brightest of what they have to offer to really make this a showcase.
It actually, yeah, it goes to the name Showplace, right? I think the name Showplace certainly differentiates how we sell a home, but it also differentiates, it becomes a showplace for CMM, for their partners, for the national sponsors to put these products and the level of detail into this home that it normally necessarily wouldn't. A great example of that to me is the siding. Hardy cedar shake siding is the
not one. Cedar, but
it's not real cedar. It's Hardy board, which is actually better. But that's it's an amazing product, and it's an expensive product. It's not something you would necessarily see. Even a homeowner building this home custom wouldn't necessarily put that in because it's such an expense. Hardy donated that 100%, and all county installed it 100% for free. So it didn't, you know, it didn't hurt the project in the bottom line and how much we're able to donate. They just wanted to showcase their best skill and their best products. And that goes through every step of the home.
It comes through in the master bathroom, which we made into an entire spa. We have a steam generator in the wet room where you've got a tub and your shower and your steam room all in one area. Every detail here came together. The James Hardy vanities that are there. These are luxury items that really have nice details to them. So there was no point where we weren't like, let's try to showcase this. And then somebody was like, no, we can't do that.
I made a blind call last week when we were on our biweekly meeting about staging the home, getting it ready for sale. And I was like, you know, it'd be really nice to stage the home. And I was connected to the Spotted Whale. And their answer was an instant yes. They came out 3 days later, evaluated. They're here again today as part of the floor signing. They're staging the entire home, and they're going to donate a portion of the proceeds if they sell the furniture that they stage with to the St. Jude Dream Home Showplace project. So it's
about paying it forward.
It's unbelievable.
It's everybody, it seems. Wouldn't you agree, Kelly? Everybody
Absolutely.
That has a part in this has
been incredible.
Gone
yeah.
above and beyond.
Yeah.
And So was there ever a time late at night that the two of you were sitting at a desk, at a table,
at a bar,
and you looked at each other and you said, what have we done?
More of, when are we going to do it again?
Yeah, I think.
Really? Would you do it again?
Yeah, I think that's the idea. There's not
Can they do it again?
Absolutely, yeah. As soon as they wanted to.
So it's that was always the idea, right? We're the first, but we're not the only. We shouldn't be the only dream home to be built. And it's you know, St. Jude really vets their partners in this. So going through that process with them going out to the hospital and visiting the incredible work that they do and the facilities that they have there in Memphis, one of the things we came away with right from that first builder summit years ago, it was 3 years ago at this point, was... this is not a one-off thing. Some of these builders have been doing it. They're on their 10th dream home. They've been doing it for years.
We're going to give our vendors and our trades a little break.
Yeah. As they deserve.
Yeah. As they deserve.
And honestly, finding another property is good. You know, that's the next step. But first, we wanted to get through this. But it's been an incredible experience. So I don't think we ever said, what did we get into? I think it was always, I can't wait to see how this comes out.
The one of the things I will say that was interesting for me was the engaging our trades and our vendors and our suppliers, because you had to explain what you were doing a certain way for them to understand it. But as soon as they understood it, they jumped.
Because it's a hard thing to explain. Yeah. When you say dream home, people think, first thing they think is you're giving it to a patient or and their family. And that's fair, because that's kind of like it, right? That's a part of what St. Jude does, is provide so much for them. But it's not the program, so you have to kind of explain that and then explain how in New Jersey it works with the showplace piece of it. But once they get it, and it's a 5-minute conversation, really, we have been overwhelmed every time.
So when does it go on the market?
We are shooting for the right after Easter. 2 weekends at least of open houses. Those first 2 weekends when it comes on the market. And we'll see if we have the buyers at that point.
We need to give an address. It's 1130 Mohegan Road in Manasquan.
Matt Amato with Shire Realty. Chris Amato with CMM Custom Builders, the men behind our St. Jude dream home. Credits to your dad as well.
Indeed.
Kelly Stillwagon with St. Jude. I really appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening this morning. Join me next week, same time, for another episode of Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves.
This was Jersey Shore Matters. Hear episodes every Sunday morning right here on Press Communications, LLC.